In all things, we give you thanks. We give you praise and thanksgiving at all times for everything. We give you thanks. We give you thanks in all things. In all things, we give you thanks. We give you praise and thanksgiving at all times for everything. We give you thanks. We give you thanks one more time in all things. In all things, we give you thanks. We give you praise and thanksgiving at all times for everything. We give you thanks. We
thank God for this day as we continue in our studying and praying. Holy Spirit, we pray that you direct us in Jesus' name and cause us to pray according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've been looking at dominion keys, and today we are looking at hear right, speak right, still under dominion keys. And previously we had looked at self-control or wise reactions. We spoke about deciding wisely and reacting wisely. I'm not going to recap. I'll just encourage you to go and listen and pray alongside. Your life will not be the same. We've been ordained as kings and priests through Jesus Christ, and we ought to not just abide. We need to actually live the life of kings and priests on the earth to the glory of our Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hear right, speak right. The first point today is know when to stay silent. It's not everything that you must comment on. So don't comment on everything. Do not comment on everything. Know what to comment on and what to stay silent about. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 13 says that whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. And let me add, even Proverbs 17:5 in the same chapter, whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. One dangerous thing is to comment joyfully when evil happens to others or when the wrong happens to others. You know about David, that even when his enemy Saul pursued him and wanted to take his life, when Saul died, David still mourned that God anointed Saul, his former boss, that things had not gone well with him and he had perished. David mourned. He didn't only mourn for Jonathan, he mourned for Saul, his former boss, who had now become his enemy. Do not rejoice and do not comment. It's not everything that you should comment. You should be careful when to remain silent and just watch and when to speak. And when you speak, you must speak what is right. And thank God we are Bethel Encounter, we're just learning, but we are praying also for the grace to put into action that which we are learning. In Psalm 37 verse 30 says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The mouth of the righteous or the believer speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. So as God's children, as his servants, as ministers of the gospel, through music, we ought to always speak wisdom. Nothing but wisdom must proceed from our tongues. Nothing but wisdom must proceed from our tongues. Nothing but wisdom must proceed from our tongues. It's very, very important that there must be a check to filter out what comes out of our mouths. His tongue talketh of judgment. And that's the word of God. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 to 28. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Now watch the 28, Proverbs 17, 28. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. So this 28 would still go to support our first lesson, that know when to stay silent. There's another scripture which says that a fool is known by what? His many words. Please say after me, a fool is known by his many words. So I must know when to stay silent. So it's very, very important to discern when to speak and when not to speak. It's very, very important, because what must proceed out of our mouths must be wisdom. We must speak right. We must speak wisdom. And when we pause or take time to ponder over what we are going to say, it gives us the opportunity to take our time and speak right, or to speak wisdom. So we ought to pause. We ought to pause. We ought to pause. You wait. It's not everything that you immediately respond. And previously in our studies, we've learned that you don't defend it by personality and say things like, as for me, that's how I am. As for me, you know, to defend it by personality, you don't say that. It's not right to do that, but you ought to pause. You wait. I pray in the name of Jesus for you. And I pray that the grace of God be upon your life, granting you the enabling to pause and to wait, not to go according to heartbeat reactions, to respond just immediately, no, but to take your time and to respond right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3, says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The focus being on verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, root thou in the midst of thy enemies. There are parts of scripture which makes us understand that the rod there is the word of God. God chastens us by the rod being the word of God. They say, and sometimes it renders us as his law. His law is not burdensome. When the rod or the word of God proceeds out of our lips, dominion becomes our portion. We exercise dominion by the exertion of the rod or by the word of God. We exercise dominion by speaking right or speaking the word of God. In Luke chapter 21, verse 15, the word of the Lord says that, for I'll give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Talking about Jesus, talking about the outpouring of the Spirit, what the end result of it is, says, I'll give you a mouth and a wisdom, so that whoever you meet, your adversaries, those you are with in the world, they shall not be able to resist you. They shall not be able to stand or overcome you, and that is by speaking wisdom, a mouth and wisdom. Mouth must go with wisdom. Your mouth must go with wisdom. To be able to thrive in the end time, your mouth must go with wisdom. For a believer in the end time, if your mouth fails to declare wisdom, you will fail the battles that we encounter. You fail the battles that we encounter. Because if you have prayed in the spirit and physically you meet situations and you are unable to speak wisdom to it, it starts to negate that which you've done in the spirit. Job 6:25, how possible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? Right words or words of wisdom are forcible. They cannot be resisted. They are forcible. They cannot be resisted. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. It says, where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? We as royals must speak the word of God, which is wisdom. So say after me that in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
My mouth.
My mouth.
Will rule by right words.
Will rule by right words.
My mouth will rule by right words.
My mouth will rule by right
words. Let God's word be a force in my mouth.
Let God's word be a force in my mouth.
Let my lips be a trumpet of God's power.
Let my lips be a trumpet of God's power.
Let God's word be a force in my mouth.
Let God's word be a force in my mouth.
Let my lips be a trumpet of God's power.
Let my lips be a trumpet of God's power.
When I encounter a situation,
when I encounter a situation,
I receive grace.
I receive grace.
To wait until I speak right.
To wait until I speak right.
To wait until I speak wisdom.
To wait until I speak wisdom.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My mouth speaks wisdom.
My mouth speaks wisdom.
My mouth is silenced from speaking folly.
My mouth is silenced from speaking.
My mouth is silenced from evil decrees and initiations.
My mouth is silenced from evil decrees and initiations.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I am giving you a few seconds. Begin in your own words. Begin to declare in the prayer and in praying in the spirit. Begin to pray and declare that your mouth is forbidden from speaking wrong words. By your mouth will continually declare right words according to Job chapter 6 verse 25. Be forcible in the name of Jesus, exacting the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus, that nothing that proceeds from your mouth will negate. Nothing that proceeds out of your mouth will negate the will of God, will negate the authority of Christ even in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How possible are right words? From this day, right words proceed from our lips. Right words proceed from our mouth. The wisdom of God proceeds from our mouth. The word of God proceeds from our mouth. Every single word in the name of Jesus. Until right words proceed from our mouth, we receive the grace to be silent in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, speak through us. Speak through us today, Lord. We come before you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you use our lips as a tools of weapon, Lord, even against the wiles of the enemy, against the agenda of the enemy. In this end time, our lips will be tools, Lord, used by you, Lord, even unto your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, to defeat the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. No word from our lips will give the enemy a foothold in Jesus' name. Today we declare no word from our lips will give the enemy a foothold in Jesus' name, but rather will be a weapon against the agenda of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for establishing his purpose in this regard, even in your life, in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord for the grace to speak right. Thank the Lord for the grace to speak wisdom, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for the grace to speak right.
the name of Jesus.
If you have not given your life to Christ, today is an opportunity to give or to do so. You cannot produce what you are not. You cannot produce what you are not. You cannot give birth to what you are not. You produce after your kind. And to produce after the order of Jesus, or to live a life that's pleasing to Christ Jesus, or to be able to produce wisdom out of your mouth, it means that you need to have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. And there's only one person who can give the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He has that authority, and he can give you the Holy Spirit. And so today, I want you to declare the Lordship and Master of Jesus Christ over your life, and he'll grant you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I give you all the glory, and I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me, dying on the cross for me, a sinner, and rising up again unto victory. I thank you, Lord, and I want you today, from today onwards, to be Lord and Master over my life. Grant me your Holy Spirit and the grace to live a life pleasing unto you forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Give your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
See you again at 12 p.m. on Thursday. Shalom.